Good morning, everyone, and welcome to worship in First Oma this morning. It's lovely to have you with us, and a special warm welcome to any who may be visiting with us this morning, and a very special welcome to Roberta Bailey, who is playing for us this morning at the organ. She's all embarrassed now, but we do appreciate it very much, Roberta. Some of you may know Roberta, as she taught for many years in the county primary school before moving down to school in Fermanagh in Enniskillen. So thanks very much, Roberta, for coming and sharing your gifts with us this morning as we worship God together. I'd like to draw your attention to a few notices. This Friday evening at 8 o'clock in the Rowan Hall, we're going to have a Beetle Drive. And that's a fun night's entertainment for all the family, whether you be 6 or 96. You will enjoy the fun that's involved in a Beetle Drive. As well as the fun and fellowship that we'll have together, we also hope to raise some funds for the Mbangweni mission trip, which has taken place this summer. So if you're free on Friday evening, 8 o'clock, then please do come along to the Beetle Drive and bring a few people with you. It should be a good night's entertainment. And then also I'd like to draw your attention to the PW Gospel Concert, which has taken place on Thursday, the 22nd of March. Again, another opportunity for us to gather together for friendship and fellowship as we listen to local gospel songs being sung by local bands. So an opportunity to come to that. If you would like to purchase a ticket, please speak to any member of the Presbyterian Women. So if you're a Presbyterian woman in that you belong to the organisation entitled Presbyterian Women, would you put your hand up? Now, if you want a ticket, would you look around and see someone with their hand up? And they're the people that you need to approach, and they will certainly be willing to give you a ticket. And the funds from that gospel concert will go towards the PW Mission Fund. So those are two opportunities for us to have a friendship and fellowship together in this month ahead. Sadly, I regret to announce the death of one of our members, Mr. Tom Henry from Thornlea. Passed away on Friday the 1st of March. His funeral service will take place in First Oma this afternoon at 2:30 p.m. Please remember his wife Winnie and their sons Nigel and Warren and their families in your thoughts and prayers this week. This morning's service we're going to focus on the work of the United Appeal Fund of our church, which supports the work of Presbyterian Church in Ireland, mission at home and overseas. This will be the first of a six-week series focused on the mission of God's church. And it stems from the Great Commission, which Jesus gave to his followers when he said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always, to the very end of the age." So let us come before our great God and sing our praises to him with our opening hymn 242, "To God Be the Glory."
Thank you.
Let us pray. To God be the glory, great things you have done. Lord God, we praise you for your great and mighty acts, for the wonders of creation, the splendor of the heavens, the beauty of the earth, the order of the seasons, and the richness and diversity of the world around us. Heavenly Father, we give you praise for the glorious gift of your Son, Jesus, our Saviour, who has won the victory over sin and death and opened to us the way to eternal life through the forgiveness of our sins. Gracious God, we give you thanks for the wonderful presence of your Holy Spirit, who dwells in the heart of every believer and who provides us with all we need for each day. And loving God, we thank you for the gift of your church and for the fellowship that we have with one another through our common faith in Christ Jesus. Merciful God, we praise you that you do not treat us as our sins deserve, but that you willingly forgive us our sins in Jesus' name. And so we confess before you that we have sinned against you in word, in thought, and in deed. And we have not shown love and compassion towards others, nor cared for this wonderful world you have given us to live in. And so we ask, O Lord, for our forgiveness for our sinfulness. We ask that you would cleanse us from every stain of sin, and that you would help us to live our lives, to bring glory and honor to your wonderful name, and to share your kingdom with others. These prayers we offer in the name of our Savior Jesus, who taught us when we pray to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who've trespassed against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, the power and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our first scripture reading is our Old Testament reading from Deuteronomy chapter 10. This will be read for us by Audrey Hill. Deuteronomy chapter 10, verses 12 to 22. And this can be found on page 182 of the Old Testament section of the Bibles in the pews.
What God demands. Now, people of Israel, listen to what the Lord your God demands of you. Worship the Lord and do all that he commands. Love him, serve him with all your heart, and obey all his laws. I am giving them to you today for your benefit. To the Lord belong even the highest heavens. The earth is his also, and everything on it. But the Lord's love for your ancestors was so strong that he chose you instead of any other people, and you are still his chosen people. So then, from now on, be obedient to the Lord and stop being stubborn. The Lord your God is supreme over all gods and over all powers. He is great and mighty, and he is to be feared. He does not show partiality, and he does not accept bribes. He makes sure that orphans and widows are treated fairly. He loves the foreigners who live with our people and gives them food and clothes. So then, show love for those foreigners, because you were once foreigners in Egypt. Obey the Lord your God and worship only him. Be faithful to him, and make your promises in his name alone. Praise him. He is your God, and you have seen with your own eyes the great and astounding things that he has done for you. When your ancestors went to Egypt, there were only 70 of them. But now the Lord your God has made you as numerous as the stars in the sky.
Thank you, Audrey. I'd like to invite the children to come forward and help me with something this morning. Morning. Great to have you all out this morning. Got a wee seat there, Evie? You're going to sit between these brothers, keep them well behaved. Well, it's great to have you here. You're always well behaved, of course, boys, aren't you? Yeah, you are. So it's great to have you here this morning. And I was thinking about the church and all that we have to do in the church. And so I was wondering if I could have a volunteer who would help me. Anybody volunteering? Okay, up you come. There we go. So, are you big and strong? You are big and strong. You're going to try your best. Going to stand in the middle here. All right. So in the church, there are lots of things that we have to do in the church. And so I'm going to give Lillianne some of the things, and she's going to have to hold them. So I want you to hold your hands out, Lillianne, by your side this way. Right, out nice and straight. Good girl. We're going to give you this book. What do you think? You hold that for a while? Yeah? So we have in the church, we have to read God's word and study it as well. The other thing we have to do is we have to praise God. So we need, Lillianne as well, you have to praise God too. So you're going to have to hold this. What do you think? How are you finding that? Easy? Easy? Oh, she's a great girl, this one. She's able to do a lot of things. We also have to show love and kindness to other people. So we're going to give you this one. What do you think? Still easy? Still easy? Oh, she's doing well here. No, we picked the right one. We also have to do things for the young people and for... Oh, dear. It just got too heavy, didn't it, Lillianne? It was hard, wasn't it? Well, do you think you might be able to do it? Okay, then. You did very, very well, Lillianne. So we'll... Right. Okay, Caitlin, arms out. You've got a lovely ring on your finger there. That might help you. So we've got the Bible. Okay. And we've got worship. All right. And we've got loving people. Oh, dear. It's not as easy as you think. Sure, it's not. I tell you what, Caitlin, you stay there. But you know what would be easier? If people did what? Held it for you. Helped you out. So, okay, I want you to put your hand out again. And then I want Lillianne, if you would come round and if you put your hand underneath. You turn around this way. All right, lovely. And you hold it together. And then over you come. And you hold out. That's right. And we hold out this one. And then somebody else coming. Henry. Good man. And hold out your hands. That's it. And you put your hand underneath. Perfect. We've got some other people. You're welcome to help. Yep, you'll help. Great lad. Henry, nice hand out, nice out. All right, there we go.
This is so heavy.
That's a heavy one. What about you? You going to help your sister? Will you help your sister? Good man. And we'll give you here a Bible study book for we need to study and to tell people about Christian. Mm-hmm. And what about you three? Would you like to help too? Don't put it too high for you can't reach. Good luck. Just move over a wee second, let me in. Somebody else going to join on? Great. And we have here preaching. Oh, you're going to be a preacher? I know, but we're holding it all together. Otherwise, you'd have to hold everything on your own. That's it, you see? All right, Sam, are you going to help? Good lad. This is all about issues facing Christians. Hold out your hand. Today, because we need to talk about that as well and to help us understand how to live for Jesus in today's world. Okay, boys, you have to join hands or you can't do it. Sorry. Because we're all together. Good lads. Right, Evie, would you like to come over for this one? And we'll have to look after our souls as well. So there we go. And it's so much easier when everybody shares the load with one another. That we're able to help one another in the church. That we can come together to study God's word together. We can praise God together. We can do the children's work together. We can take care of our souls together. We can look at the issues that face Christians in the world together. We can show love to those who are outside of the church together. All these things are so much easier when we all work together for God's goodness and for his glory and for his church. And so I thank you for taking these tasks on in your hands, and we remember that God is with us in all the things that we do and that he holds us all in his hand. So we're going to sing your hymn, which is "He's Got the Whole World in His Hands Because He Helps Us as We Love and Serve Him." So it's hymn 118. Thank you. One additional announcement that I should have made. The Sunday lunch bunch, if you're staying for Sunday lunch bunch, instead of it being served in the Rowan Hall, it's going to be served in the committee room here just out through these doors. So make your way there for the Sunday lunch bunch if you're included in that. That's a ministry for those who are normally eat lunch on their own, and it's one of the Sundays that I really love because I'm able to get my lunch provided for me too. So it's great. So we come now to our New Testament scripture reading, which is from Philippians chapter 1. This can be found on page 246 of the Bibles in the pews. Let us listen to God's word. From Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's people in Philippi who are in union with Christ Jesus, including the church leaders and helpers. May God, our Father, and the Lord Jesus Christ give you grace and peace. I thank my God for you every time I think of you, and every time I pray for you all, I pray with joy, because of the way in which you have helped me in the work of the gospel from the very first day until now. And so I am sure that God, who began this good work in you, will carry it on until it is finished on the day of Christ Jesus. You are always in my heart. And so it is only right for me to feel as I do about you. For you have all shared with me in this privilege that God has given me, both now that I am in prison and also while I was free, to defend the gospel and establish it firmly. God is my witness that I am telling the truth when I say that my deep feeling for you all comes from the heart of Christ Jesus himself. I pray that your love may keep on growing more and more, together with true knowledge and perfect judgment, so that you will be able to choose what is best. Then you will be free from all impurity and blame on the day of Christ. Your lives will be filled with the truly good qualities which only Jesus Christ can produce for the glory and praise of God. We're now going to watch a little video that explains a little bit of the work of the United Appeal Fund.
Initially, we started as a chaplaincy ministry, whereby I would connect with the East Africans who are here. But by and by, we realized the need to have a congregation, and we started with about 8 people.
When we came, we were few people. And then many people started knowing that we have arrived, and they started joining. Then the congregation started to grow.
And we now over 100 together with the children and the youth.
The challenges is when people come to this country and they don't know how to connect. And they come into a different culture, there's culture shock. They don't know how they'll get the jobs. And then they feel lonely. They don't have a place to go. We feel that we are a church who are meeting that need, because some of them come. And after the service, we have that fellowship.
Chaplain's work contains reaching out to the students who are all over UK. We also have people who are admitted in hospitals, and we end up visiting them. We have men fellowship, whose main aim is to reach up to other men and to mentor young men. We also have the ladies who reach out to other ladies and to the young girls. Mentoring is very important, and particularly here in this city. You have heard of stories of young men who are murdered. So we try to mentor these young men so that they can go in the right direction, to try and pull them from the gang culture and to show them there is a better thing to do. So that the issue of mentoring is very, very important to both girls and boys. But at the same time, there are blessings when we see young children growing up and becoming young adults, and even some going all the way to getting married. It's also a blessing to see that people can come and find a space where they can meet, socialize, and even worship God. And if I look back and see the reason why I started this, that really is encouraging to both me and my wife.
To see people who are able to worship in their own styles, who are happy and who feel comforted, where they can be able to talk, makes me feel happy. I feel my great joy is to meet what the Lord has called me to do.
PCI has had a long relationship, partnership with the Presbyterian Church of East Africa. It's very encouraging to know that there are people who are praying for you, thinking about you, contributing. These people, they don't just contribute money. They carry us, and they think about us. They pray for us, and that encourages us very much.
So you may not see what you are doing, but you have done well. You have touched so many souls. So Ireland, the church in Ireland, the partnership, the financial support, the spiritual support, and the emotional has done a lot of good to us. And we will never forget what you have done. Yeah, you may not be there, but you have done a great job.
My message to all those in the Presbyterian Church in Ireland is to thank them very, very much, and to tell them that their help, without them, maybe we will not be where we are. Without God using them to reach out and help us, maybe we will not have been able to reach out to the people that we have reached out to. And I will tell them to continue with that good job that they are doing. We are really grateful, and may the Lord bless them for the great work that they have done. Bwana awabariki. Asante sana.
And greeting that we got there at the end of that message, may the Lord bless you. And so the Kabathes have been serving in London, working amongst the East African community that are living there, and they're financially supported through our United Appeal. So let us come before God with our prayers for others. Lord Jesus Christ, we give you praise that you are the sole head of your church here on earth, and that it is in you that we live and move and have our being. We give thanks, O Lord, for the richness and diversity of Christian witness throughout the world today, and that through faith in you, we are united together with sisters and brothers from many different backgrounds, many different nationalities, and many different expressions of church. We pray this morning for your church and for its witness in the world. We especially remember this morning the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, our own denomination, and the work that is supported through the United Appeal Fund. We ask for wisdom and discernment for the Financial Secretary and the Council Secretaries as they allocate budgets and approve plans for work for each of our councils and committees. We give thanks for the work of the Council of Social Witness as it supports and draws alongside the most vulnerable in our society, the sick, the elderly, the homeless, the destitute. We pray for the work of the Council of Public Affairs as it represents the church in the public square and as it engages with politicians and legislators, government bodies and the media. We give thanks for the work of the Congregational Life and Witness Council as it seeks to resource and support local congregations in wide and varied settings throughout Ireland. We pray for the partnerships that have been established with the Global Church through the Council of Mission Overseas, and especially pray for all PCI Global Mission workers in their individual situations and countries. We thank you for the work of the Council of Mission in Ireland as it seeks to support the work of the Church in small congregations in the Republic, in the border areas and in the cities. We pray too for the work of community outreach workers, deaconesses, Irish mission workers, chaplains, so often found outside of church buildings, in local communities, in hospitals, in universities and in prisons. And we pray for our moderator, Charles McMullen, as he completes his year in office. And we pray also for his successor, William Henry, as he prepares to leave his home congregation for this year in office. Grant them both, we pray, your grace and strength, and empower them as they represent the church in this key leadership role. We pray for local congregations throughout Ireland, and in particular for this congregation here in Omagh, as we seek to serve you in our own particular setting and situation. Grant us, we pray, the wisdom, the grace, the love and the compassion to be your hands and your feet in this place. We pray, O Lord, that by our corporate life and witness, we may bring glory and honour to your name and be true and living witnesses to our Saviour Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen. We sing now our next hymn, which reminds us that the church is bigger even than the Presbyterian Church in Ireland, and that in Christ there is no east or west. Hymn number 620. The United Appeal Fund is one of the reasons that I love being a part of the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. A strange statement, you might say, as I know that there are others within the church, and a fair few within the ministry, who see the United Appeal as a burden upon congregations, a tax that is imposed upon them from on high. But I find that it fits right into the core of what being a Presbyterian means. We are a body of Christian believers who don't just meet in one place, in one particular town, but are connected to one another throughout the island of Ireland. And we work in partnership for Christ in his mission to the whole world. That's what the United Appeal Fund supports, the mission of Christ's work in the world, both here in Ireland and across the world. And it's something that has been going on from the very beginning of the birth of the church in those New Testament days. In Paul's opening section of his letter to the Philippians, he gives thanks for the gospel partnership that he has enjoyed with the Christians in Philippi. Paul is now a prisoner in Rome, but he still feels connected to his brothers and sisters in Christ in Philippi. They may be in different countries. They may be undertaking different ministries. They may have different problems to face. But they are connected together through their faith in Christ and in the gospel partnership that they share to be God's mission to the world. They work together as a team. And as that saying goes, it's one of Emma's favourite ones, team means together everyone achieves more. Together everyone achieves more. And that is what the United Appeal is all about. Together, Presbyterians from across Ireland can achieve more for Christ and for his mission than any one individual congregation or any one ministry would be able to do on their own. The church must work together for God's mission in order for it to succeed in each of the places where God has called his people to live and work. The church, you see, is formed by God's chosen people. God has called each one of us into a living relationship with himself, and he has a role for us to play in his kingdom mission. We are called to be Christ's light and Christ's love in the places and in the situations that he's called us to live. We aren't called because we are special holy people. We are called because we are ordinary, everyday, sinful people who recognize their need of salvation and who know that salvation can be found in Jesus Christ alone. Christ is the one who redeems us. He is the one who helps to make us holy. He is the one who calls us to be a part of his church. And he is the one who equips us to serve him in the world. Because we're not just called for our own individual salvation. We are called to be part of God's great commission, God's great mission to the world, to love and serve God through our worship and our witness. Yes, we gather here Sunday by Sunday, some of us maybe more regularly than others, a people who come to worship God collectively. There are some who gather throughout the week to study God's word and to pray together. And there are those who will take time throughout the week to spend time in prayer, reading God's word and reflecting on what that might mean for us in today's world. But we are also called to be God's missionaries, to be people who put our faith in action. It's not just about me and my faith, but how do I live out that faith in the world through our public witness to others? We are not to be seen as a people who think that we are holier than anyone else who doesn't come to First Stonewall Congregation. We are to be a people who are so full of the love of God that we want to show that to everyone that we meet, through the way that we act and interact with one another, and through the way we act and interact with those outside of the church. And we do it all for the glory of God and through his Son, Jesus. As Christian people, we are all called to do God's work in his world, to be like him. In the passage which Audrey read for us earlier in Deuteronomy 10, we see the qualities of God. We see that he is supreme over all the earth, that he is the Lord of all lords. We also see his faithfulness and his love towards his people, his willingness to forgive us time after time when we get things wrong. We see his faithfulness to his people, even when we wander far from his pathway. His love for his people is steadfast and sure, and his faithfulness to us never ends. So as his people, as his beloved ones, then we are called to show that same love and show that same faithfulness to him, and to express that in the way in which we live our lives with others. That will mean loving those who we disagree with. That will mean loving those who have turned their backs upon us. That will mean loving those who persecute us because of our faith. We love because God first loved us. A huge challenge indeed. It's always easy to love those who love us, isn't it? Much harder to continue to love people when they do not love us back. But God always loves us, even when we don't love him back. And so we learn from him, and we learn from his love for us that enables us to love others. We also see in that passage in Deuteronomy 10 that the Lord is fair and just in all his ways. He alone is the one who can see everything from all perspectives, and he alone knows what is right and just in each and every situation. And so we ultimately rely on him to be the judge of this world, to be the one that seeks to bring fairness and equity to all. But we also have our part to play in that too. We are to be people of fairness, people who are willing to give the other the opportunity to have their say. We are to be willing to be people who choose to do what is right and to seek the justice, not just for ourselves and our own situation and our own community, but to actually seek justice throughout the world. To be people who not only uphold the law themselves, but are willing to go that extra mile for the sake of their neighbour. So God called the Israelites as his special people. He calls us as the church to be his holy people, separated from the rest of the world. But that does not mean that he turns his back on the other nations, because he longs to show care and compassion to those who are in poverty and in need. He wants to welcome the foreigner and the stranger into his household. He is a God of welcome. He is a God of compassion. He is a God who cares for all of his creation. And so we too should have that same attitude in our own lives, caring for those who are in need, welcoming those who are strangers to our company. Be actively involved in God's mission to the world, part of his mission team, showing his love and his compassion and his grace, calling people to a living relationship with him through faith in his Son Jesus, so that we can all give glory and honour to him. And we do it because Christ has told us to. We opened our service with the words of the Great Commission. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. So we are called by Christ to follow his great commission. This is our mission statement for the church. We are to be God's mission people, a people who share the good news with the world. A good news that the Saviour loves them despite their sinfulness. Good news that forgiveness and restoration can be found in Jesus. Good news that living a life of obedience to God brings much richer rewards than any other lifestyle choice this world has to offer. We have the power of the Holy Spirit in our lives helping us to live as Christians, and we have the joy and the privilege of serving God in the world today. As Christians, we all have a role to play in God's mission. Yes, teamwork is all about working together to achieve more. But that requires each individual to play their part and not just rely on the team over there. But it's actually you are part of the team and you have your role to play. Some people will be up front, like myself here in the pulpit, or teaching in Sunday school, or leading in worship, or playing the organ, whatever it happens to be, a visual presence as a role within the church. Others may have a more supportive and encouraging role, which is equally as valid and as important. For some, their hands will be outstretched, willing to get their hands dirty in the messiness of this world. For others, their hands will come together in a praying role, praying for the work of the church and for the mission. And for others, their hands will be opened in generosity and love, sharing what they have with others for God's mission. And one of the ways in which we do that as Presbyterians is through our support of the United Appeal Fund. So we're going to just look a little bit briefly upon the work of the United Appeal. Hopefully you are aware of some of the work that's undertaken by the whole fund, but it covers a breadth of different activities. So we'll start with mission. There are 29 global mission workers and 79 home mission congregations throughout Ireland. So there are 29 global mission workers out there in the world. I wonder how many of them can you name? How many of the PCI mission workers can you name? Well, we saw two of them, the Kabathis, who are working for the Presbyterian Church of East Africa, but working actually in London, in England, but missionaries there in the heart of London. Anyone want to call out a country even where we support, where we have PCI missionaries? I'm expecting some PW women to shout out a few places. Malawi, well done, Margaret. Yes, indeed, in Malawi we have a number of missionaries, two couples who are working out in Malawi. Brazil, yes, we have Naomi Keefe, who works out in Brazil. Portugal, that's right, we have James and Heather Cochran, who work in Portugal. We also have, and not put you under any pressure, we have people working in Kenya, people working in Nepal, people working in the Middle East, people working in Zambia, and people working in Spain. So again, people that are sent out by our church to serve God's mission to the world in other places. And some of those two couples actually work in London. The Kabathis that you saw, who work amongst the African community, and then the Benjamins, who work within the Indian community in London. So they have come from India and Africa to be missionaries here in the UK. Then we have the 79 home mission congregations. So home mission would be providing financial and also pastoral and resources to some congregations throughout Ireland who would struggle to be able to stay open on their own. Some of the places where there are home mission workers are very near to our own doorstep. Lisbalaw, Lisnaskee, Maguire's Bridge, Newton Butler are all supported by the home mission. Four tiny little congregations in County Fermanagh who are supported through the United Appeal. And then the great town of Cork in the south of Ireland as a Presbyterian church there, and we also support that church through the Home Mission Council in order to, for them to facilitate ministry and witness in the city of Cork. And then many of you, I know, have probably worshipped in Dunfanaghy Presbyterian Church on a Sunday morning. And that also is supported by the Home Mission Fund, because they'd be unable to support their own minister because of small numbers of full-time members in those places. So that gives you a little bit of a flavour of the work of the mission of our church, both globally and in Ireland. But we also work in ways which provide outreach and mission to our local communities. Outreach in particular, we provide 458 bed spaces in Northern Ireland and in the Republic of Ireland. 458 beds to people in need. Now, a lot of the actual funding for those beds comes from either the people themselves or from local government, but we provide the overarching management structure for many homes. We've got our own Harriet Macaulay nursing home here in Omagh. There's Arran House that provides nursing care to adults with severe learning difficulties. We also have Carlisle House in Belfast, which provides a drug and alcohol addiction centre for counselling and also provides people with accommodation when life has just got too much for them. And so they seek to provide and support and help those who are in need there. We also support the work of 28 chaplains, many of whom work in the hospital. I'm one of them, working in the hospital here in Omagh. Some work full-time in the city and in the Royal, others part-time in other hospitals throughout Ireland. And we also have chaplains working in the universities amongst our young people. And we have chaplains who are serving overseas in the armed forces. And we have chaplains who work in the prisons, providing support and encouragement to prison officers and also providing Christian fellowship to prisoners and to providing them with opportunities to hear the gospel and to know the forgiveness of Christ in the midst of their situations. And then we also support 51 additional workers throughout the church. Some who are Irish mission workers, some who are deaconesses, some who are working in various projects throughout Ireland. So again, an opportunity for us to invest in the work of God's mission in Ireland. And then, of course, we come to teaching and training. The United Appeal Fund supports many of the activities and events that are organised for our young people. And last year, almost 3,000 children and young people attended events organised by the Presbyterian Church in Ireland. Some of them may have attended more than one. Some it may only have been the one. They run an Easter holiday camp for young families. They run the Mad Weekend in Coleraine. They run Youth Night in Church House. And they also organise the Kids' Big Day Out. And we hope a couple of our own members and children will be able to attend that Kids' Big Day Out in Ballymena this year. They also train 1,200 people throughout the Presbyterian Church in Ireland through elders training, through discipleship training, through pastoral care training. And as well, we support 46 trainee ministers and 200 accredited preachers. So a lot of teaching and training going on throughout the church in local congregations and then centrally at events and organisations. Opportunities for all people to grow in their knowledge of God and in their love for him and in their service for the church. So how can we here in First Omagh play our part in the United Appeal? Well, we can show our interest. We can look at our church website and follow all the activities that are ongoing. We can read about the information in our Presbyterian Herald and in the wider world. We can attend the conferences and the events that are organised by the church to help us in our Christian walk. We could also attend the Council of Mission in Ireland service next Sunday evening in Clockerney and hear about the work that Andy Carroll is doing in Donabate, a church plant just outside Dublin. There are many ways that we could increase our knowledge and our understanding of the work of our church. And we can then pray for those activities and organisations and people. There are weekly prayer letters that you can download and have sent into your email box. Again, signing on through the website will enable that to be delivered to you on a weekly basis. There will also be an opportunity to receive a weekly email and from the PCI website. Sorry, I've already said that. I've repeated that twice here. Sorry, there's a prayer meeting. And also in your church notices, you will notice that I always, every week, put in four topics for prayer. And two of those are taken from the weekly prayer email. But if you would like to have the whole email and the weekly prayer list, you can sign on for that yourselves. You can also support our global mission workers in prayer by obtaining their prayer letters and regularly praying for them. And then, of course, finally, we can give. We may not be able to serve overseas. We may not feel able to participate in some of the congregation events that take place, but we can help to support it through financial giving. Each congregation in the Presbyterian Church in Ireland is given a target of honour to meet each year to help to fund the mission work of the church. Last year, First Oma's target was £10,000, and we raised that funds, £7,000, through the monthly envelopes in your weekly free will offering packs, as well as some donations from church organisations and from gift aid. We were a little bit short, and so we had to make up the balance through our number one account, which provides us with an opportunity to support a variety of organisations and events. So from the number one account, we were able to meet the target of honour that the church has set us, and we were able to issue £10,000 for the work of the church throughout Ireland. So over the next number of weeks, we're going to look at the mission of our congregation here in First Oma, what it means to us as individuals and as congregations. And we will have the opportunity to rejoice that we're not doing this on our own, but through the power and strength of our Saviour. And we can continue our ongoing support and our encouragement of our brothers and sisters in Christ within PCI as we continue to support the United Appeal Fund through our interest, through our prayers, and through our giving. Amen. Your offering to God will now be received. Heavenly Father, we give you thanks for all your goodness to us. We thank you especially for the gift of faith, and we thank you for the opportunity that we have to serve you and your church in this world. And so we pray, O Lord, that you would take these, our offerings, and that you would use them for the glory of your kingdom and for the advancement of your name in this earth. Amen. And we bring our service of worship to a close as we sing our final hymn, which is hymn 150, "The Church's One Foundation is Jesus Christ, Her Lord."
Thank you.
Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us this day and forevermore. Amen.